Welcome to CSUN 2009. This is Michael Off. I caught up with Alex here.
Hi, Dan.
How are you doing today, sir? Why don't you describe your company here and what you're offering?
Yes, my company is called DL Info from Germany. We have a variety of software. For instance, Tegid guide system. It's a system which would make, for instance, a tactile map enhanced with audio by attaching RFID tags to the map, to the specific points of interest. And you can scan those specific points of interest, and the system on a PC or on a PDA would bring out audio information about that specific point.
Interesting. So kind of describe what we have in front of us here. You've got Braille over here that describes what this is, and then you have
The map itself is a map here,
but I almost thought those were chips. That's just a
The map itself is a tactile map. It's a map of the Frankfurt Airport. Inside the map, so on the layer, if you could just give me a hand, are those chips on the inside of the map that's attached to the map.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
And then you need a reader. It's like a pen.
Okay.
So all you have to do is to go with the reader to the chip.
Frankfurt Cross.
Frankfurt Cross. So it reads out from the computer, from the PC, from the laptop that I have on the table. It reads out the information.
So it's not only tactile, it's also talking. So this map,
yeah,
you can see what these points of interest are. Very good.
So you heard that beep that was before the information, meaning there is more information than more than one audio file. So if I scan again the same point. Basically, it's more information than just one sentence. So you can store for each tag, you can store up to three layers of information.
Oh, very nice. And what does this cost?
Well, the system containing the software, hardware, meaning the reader, and some about 200 chips is about €2,000. We use the system not only for making maps talkable, but also for e-learning or in museums. For instance, you can put the chips on exhibits or at the school on three-dimensional objects. We have a collaboration with Bartimus from the Netherlands. We made the human ear, the 3D-dimensional model of the human ear, or the skeleton on the bones we have put in the chips. And so the students could learn and play, combining playing and learning a little bit.
Very good. So how hard is it for a facility to set up a map for their display
works? It's actually pretty simple. All you have to do is they normally provide us with an audio information, audio files, and then the map itself. We are the tactile maps. We are making them together with a company called Blister in Germany. Well, they're making the maps. We attach the chips and then enter the information in the database. So it's not really that difficult.
Okay, and I guess you offer if they need help making the audio files, you have a service to do that as well?
Yes.
Very good. Why don't you give your exact company name here and your website so folks can pursue this and get more information?
Well, the company is called DL Info. It's an abbreviation of the whole German name. It's Dräger und Lienert Informationsmanagement. It's a little bit complicated in German. But the website is www.dlinfo.de.
dlinfo.de. Well, thank you, Alex. I'm sure a lot of people will be interested. This could be very useful in a lot of situations.
Thank you very much.
All right, from CSUN 2009, SAMNET Radio, and SeroTalk.com. Podcast and blog. This is Michael Off.